Welcome to the News Review. Independence movements in Europe are picking up steam as more and more people are taking to the streets. They demand separation from central governments. We have a report for you.
Pro-independence sentiments are running high in many parts of Europe, where people demand they have their own country and government. Spain is one of the countries where demonstrations have been going on for quite some time. People in the northern region of Catalonia have long been pushing for independence by staging protest rallies. In a recent demonstration, protesters marched through the streets of Barcelona to call for independence and denounce crackdown by both the Spanish and Catalan governments. The protesters set fire to an effigy of the Catalan Interior Affairs chief, who manages the police force. They also denounced police action against earlier protests. The run-up to the 10th of November general elections has seen a series of large protest rallies in Catalonia, some of which turned violent. They followed the jailing last month of 9 separatist leaders over their roles in a failed independence bid in 2017. On a similar note, Scotland has been one of the countries where people are demanding independence. In the latest move, people in the city of Glasgow staged a pro-independence rally calling for separation from Britain. The protesters marched in the streets wearing traditional Scottish kilts and playing bagpipes. They also expressed solidarity with the people of Catalonia, who are also calling for independence from Spain. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, addressed the crowd, telling them that their goal was within touching distance.
We are gathered here to demand the right to choose an independent future for Scotland.
Sturgeon is expected to formally ask British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to give the Scottish government permission to stage an independence referendum. Scotland once put the independence issue to referendum in 2014, but the people voted against it by 55%. Pro-independence groups believe the outcome of a new referendum might be different this time, since 62% of the Scots voted against Brexit in 2016. There are also potential pro-independence sentiments in other European countries, such as the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, France, and several others. European leaders generally do not approve of separatist movements because they see them as a threat to their rule and political prowess. With pro-independence sentiments simmering, it remains to be seen which independence bids will bear fruit and how they will affect the political landscape of the continent.
Let's now get some insight from our guest who is joining me now. We'll have Madhya Dakos, the public analyst, joining us from Girona, and also Greg Simons, author and researcher from Uppsala, Sweden. But let's go to the DAC. Let's explore the reasons behind this wave, as you just heard. There is a wave of seeking independence and separation in Europe, especially with a focus on Catalonia to begin with.
Well, yes, we're seeing many movements, especially in Catalonia. For the last 10 years, we have had millions of people wanting a referendum, as the same one that they had in Scotland or in Quebec, but Spain constantly refuses to have this referendum. Well, we can see that maybe also with internet and all these new e-societies, the traditional classic state of the 19th century is not that necessary. And also, we can see that in many states, there's a big tensions between different nations sometimes. Every state is a different case. No? Every nationalist struggle is a different case. But we can remind that in the world, we have 5,000 nations or ethno-linguistic groups and 200 states. No? And some of them can be OK in their states, and most of them are not, like the Kurdish in the 4 states where they are, the Tibetans in China, the Sahrawis in Morocco. And the thing that Catalonia wants to make a peaceful and democratic way to talk about the borders, no? But historically, the borders have always only been defined through wars, no? And through blood, a lot of blood, no? So it's a new way that we were trying to do from Catalonia, and Quebec and Scotland could do it. But here there's a permanent denial where it says, no, that borders are something sacred that cannot be touched. And of course, all the states agree on that, because most of the states, they have all these ethnic tensions or regional tensions inside, from Morocco to Argentina, all the American countries, from Alaska to Patagonia, they have their ethnic groups there. And we see it many times, like in Guatemala, in many places in Brazil now with Bolsonaro. They suffer, no, from this state nation, which is a French model, which is only one nation, only one language in one state, no? And this model it seems that it's failing in many, many ways, where, okay, like in places like Catalonia, the state is not doing according the investments needed for Catalonia, no? For instance, right, between much other things like language issues.
Okay. Let me go to Sweden, to Uppsala, and ask Greg Simons. Greg, where can we seek the root causes for this? Because we had the other guests, we had Didak talking about, you know, there are lots of actually ethnic groups in different parts of the world, but there are almost 200 countries. So if all these 4,000 or 5,000 ethnic groups want to get separated, I mean, I'm talking about Europe. What's happening in Europe? What is making people want to ask for independence?
Well, I agree with his analysis, but I would expand a little bit more and say one of the issues is this breaching and breaking of this concept of a social contract between the state and the people, that the state is no longer providing what the people need. And of course, when we're talking about the state and we're looking at Europe, we're looking at it at two different levels. One is the nation state, and then you've got the supranational state, that is the EU. Which is why you got Brexit, which is why you're having this rerun of the Scottish referendum, it seems. And the basic point is that these states are basically not being able to provide they're having troubles coping with providing basic physical needs of people. And that is one thing, but what is not really taken up here is what about the psychological needs? That is a sense of belonging, a sense of purpose. These kinds of things are being completely ignored within this ideology of this concept of global liberalism, which completely overrides what people's sense of belonging, needs and purposes are. And this is why you're getting this gradual backlash, plus the influences of history. I mean, Catalonia is just one of the regions. I mean, Basque country, another which has had a long and complicated and conflictual relationship with Madrid. So then we can look at Scotland. I mean, Scotland was forced into a union with England. Historically,
right.
So all of these forces of history, contemporary politics, economics, identity, culture, these are all coming together.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We cannot go on with that. Let me thank our guests. We had Didak Costa, public analyst, who joined us from Girona, and Greg Simons, author and researcher out of Uppsala, Sweden. And that's the end of this news review. Thank you for watching.